Welcome to the Good Dad, Bad Dad podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Armand Sheffy, and my other host, as always, is here with me, Eric Schaefer. And we're two very different fathers, finding common ground in parenting special needs kids, sports, nerd culture, and who knows what else. But one thing that we do know, that any day you could be the good dad or the bad dad. We hope you enjoy.
Hey, everyone. Hope everybody's doing good. Armand, hope everything's well and everybody's healthy on your side.
Mostly. Yeah. No COVID. So, hey, we're doing good.
Good. So one of the things that we talked on our last podcast was the surprise vacation. We were telling, you know, we were talking about how we were going to surprise our kids and taking them down to Disney World. So we left 2 Thursdays ago, and we told the kids that I was going on a work trip for a month and that they had to come see me off at the airport. And they started asking questions almost immediately, like, why do we have to go? Can't we just say goodbye from home? So we surprised them. It was a huge surprise. They totally were not expecting anything.
So what you drove them to the airport? This is at O'Hare?
Yeah, took them to O'Hare. I packed all the clothes and hid the suitcase as well, so they had no clue. They started asking questions like, you know, why do we have to come? Can't we just say goodbye from home? When are you coming back? Can't we just FaceTime? So we got there, and we took Diana's dad because he drove the car back home. And Diana quickly jumped on the cell phone to record it. So we got out of the car, and I unpacked the suitcases from the car, and the kids came out, and I kind of positioned them to face Diana. And, you know, I was saying, all right, well, Daddy's going to say his goodbyes. And nobody was crying, but you could start to see, like they were welling up in the eyes. And, and then I said, well, Grandpa and Mommy, what do you think if we all go to Disney World right now? And like the faces were just like, we have no clothes. And I'm like, oh, everything's packed.
So, what are you talking about, Dad?
So we went. It was, you know, the surprise was worth it alone because we had booked this trip back in April without telling them. So to hold a secret from April to September, you know.
Good job, Mom and Dad.
Good that job. Was a long time. So we decided back in April that we couldn't do all four parks. So for those that aren't familiar, Disney World is comprised of four parks or put together with four parks, Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot. So we had made the decision to not go to Epcot because they're building a new French pavilion where Remy's Ratatouille Adventure is going to be, and that was not open yet. I think our kids would have loved going there for that, but we decided Epcot is off the list. So we went to Animal
Kingdom. You know, Epcot, that's actually where Larissa used to work. She worked, before I met her, she worked at Disney World for a year. And she actually worked in the Italian pavilion, wearing she hated the outfits, the goofy, like, quote unquote, authentic Italian outfits. But she said it was like the best year that she's had. She used to call it the best year of her life. And then I would be like, really? How long have we been together? Watch yourself, you know?
I think she would go back in a minute, right?
Well, you know what, bro? Like, I mean, when we were, when I was leaving the church that I was a part of and developing the Unshackled Network, we were talking about going down to Orlando. And I was going to be launching it down there. She was going to look to go work for Disney again, either at the park or somewhere in the, because she loved the whole hospitality industry. Yeah. You know? So, hey, that might still be something in the cards. The one reason why we held off was because of what we know about Florida and special education versus Illinois and special education. Yeah. And we already had the in at Spectrum. It's like, okay, you know what? Maybe we'll just stick this out for Mateo. So Anyways, sorry.
No, you're fine. Yeah, you're fine. Interrupt anytime. That's not a problem. So I like Epcot. I like the food. I like going to all the different pavilions and eating the food. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of rides for the kids there. So we just made the decision just to leave Epcot off the list. So we got in Thursday and went to Disney Springs. So that's like a downtown shopping area. And then the next day we went to Hollywood Studios. So Hollywood Studios is like the place that you and I need to like just go to, because it's, you know, you've got Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, you got, you know, not so much for us, but the kids love Toy Story Land.
Sure.
There's a lot of things to do.
Is that so? That's basically where a lot of the more adult Disney content would have a home within the Disney World.
I mean, in my opinion, I think so. I mean, okay. You know, everybody's going to have a different opinion of what they, you know, what they feel like is best for them. But
like all of the movies that are labeled Disney that, you know, aren't like princess movies necessarily are probably kind of related to stuff there. Is that kind of how it works?
They have
not all, but I mean, like, big ones.
They have some princess stuff there, but
oh, do they? Okay, well, because they know, because the princess lovers need stuff everywhere.
I think if you're
princess stuff in the Animal Kingdom,
if you're a princess lover, you just go to Magic Kingdom. I think that's
right. That's where Layla went when we took her. We'll talk about.
So, bright and early, they release boarding passes for Rise of the Resistance, and that's the ride that everybody flocks to. And Hollywood Studios. So we had left early because we wanted, you have to do everything through the My Disney Experience app to get a boarding pass. Just because you get a boarding pass doesn't guarantee you're going to get on the ride. So
wait, really?
Yeah, because if the ride breaks down.
Oh, okay.
You know, the times just get pushed out. And I mean, you know, our kids went on every ride there. So they, you know, they've been on it before, but now that they're, you know, older, they wanted to go on it again. So they, you know, we had to make sure that we were on our phones at the right second because it fills up. So we got a boarding pass for group 86, which got us on the ride at like 3:30. So
86. So, that's a lot.
I mean, the park opened at 8, so.
And you got on at 3:30.
We got on at 3:30, yeah. So it was a great ride. It's an interactive ride. I don't want to spoil anything for those that
I don't think that with the ride, or maybe you tell me, is part of the ride like there's surprises, or is it just like there's fun stuff that.
It's a story. I mean. It's a story.
You don't want to spoil the story. Got it.
Okay. Unless you want me to, I can.
I mean, I say let's do the spoils, and we're just going to say spoiler alert right now because I'm curious. No, and that's interesting for me too because I'm a big fan of not having stories spoiled. Like literally for you guys, before we recorded today, Eric was spoiling some things about some villains in the Hawkeye show and other stuff. So, and I'm normally not about that, but
I'm all about spoilers. I, you know, I love surprises, but when it comes to stuff like that, like I just gotta know, you know, so.
So, walk us a little bit through it. You don't have to go into like supreme detail, but like what is that ride like?
So the story starts off, you're working for the resistance, and the First Order is, you know, they've got a stronghold on the galaxy, and you're in a cargo ship and you're trying to navigate through the galaxy while trying to get information from the First Order. Well, then you get sucked up into a tractor beam, and the next thing you know it, like you're on a Star Destroyer, like the ride spins.
When you say you're on a Star, like are you in the cargo ship?
Yeah, you're in a cargo ship. So, you know, it's a...
Oh, it's like the tractor beam, and like you got pulled into the Star Destroyer. Got it. Okay.
Right. So then you're on the Star Destroyer, and everybody's dressed to the nines, you know, with their, you know, first order gear, and their attitude is, you know, you're now, you know, in captivity of the first order, where, you know, we will interrogate you.
So wait, now when you're saying everybody's dressed, and these, like, are these like cast video, or these are physical people,
physical cast members?
That's dope. Okay, continue.
So I mean, like, even the queue to the ride is done up like you're inside the Star Destroyer.
Nice.
So, you know, they, you know, they have that Ed DeBevics, remember Ed DeBevics?
Yeah, like, oh yeah, where they would, like, rip you to shreds type of thing.
So if you're on their phone, they're, you know, they're not in your grill, but they're like, you're sending plans to the resistance. That's put your put your transmitter down.
So they're really giving you like an immersive experience, like you're in the Star Wars universe, and now they're playing their role and you're playing yours, you know?
Yeah. So then you get in this cart, and I'm probably not doing the terminology for the cart, but the cart's being driven by an R5 unit, and the screen pops up, and it's Finn saying, you know, I'm here to get you guys out. So, you know, now you're in this cart navigating through the Star Destroyer and trying to get out, and then you come to a screen. Now, this is a screen of Kylo Ren and General Hux.
Sure, sure.
And the way he moves his hands trying to use the Force, like the cart, like, moves you.
Oh, that's cool.
So then you break free, and now you're trying to escape. So, you know.
So when you break free, like, are you guys, like, on foot now?
No, no, you're in this cart. Like,
you're still in this. Oh, the cart is free from the Force. Right. Yeah, okay.
So, you know, then you get into an elevator. Well, then all of a sudden on this elevator, the lightsaber comes down. I mean, like, if you had no clue about it, like, your heart starts racing. So the lightsaber comes down and it cuts a hole, and Kylo, like, it's animatronic at this point.
Yeah.
Kylo Ren's trying to come through, and then the ship jostles because now, you know, Poe's coming to the rescue and he breaks you free. And so it was a great ride. We loved it. Everybody can do it. So I know you guys were talking about taking a trip, you know, during the holiday season.
Yeah, yeah, in a couple months. Yep.
So, you know, if you guys had, you know, worries about Mateo and it, not a problem. Like, he just might not understand the story, but.
Yeah. I think what we decided that ultimately we're going to do, and I don't remember the whole itinerary. Larissa is in the travel industry, so I let her just run the show on, like, making the plans. But I just told her, so the reason we're going is because I've got a ministry trip down in Tampa. And so I'm going to be doing that for about a day and a half. But then the rest of the time, we're going to be in Orlando. And we decided that a couple of days, like, I want to say 3 days in Disney, but one of those, Larissa and Mateo are going to stay in Disney, but I'm sorry, in another park in Disney. And then Layla and I are going to go do the Star Wars stuff, you know?
Oh, so, you guys are going to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So, I'm sorry. So, and then another day, Layla and Larissa are going to go to Universal Studios to do the Harry Potter stuff. And Mateo and I are going to go to a water park. So that's kind of, I think there's the 4 days. So I think in total, we're going to be there for like 5.5 days or whatever. But some of that, I'm going to be doing my ministry stuff. And then 3 of those Disney, and then another day, Universal Studios / water park. So, but I'm looking forward to the Star Wars stuff. Layla, I got to find a way to, like, get her interested so she's not, like, bringing the mood down, you know what I mean?
Crashing your buzz, right?
Yeah, yeah, because I know she's doing it because it's like, okay, sure, I'm just gonna be with Dad, you know. But, like, if you're not into it at all, like, it's I don't know, it's I might as well have just gone alone, you know.
You know, they did a great job, you know, putting, they call that area Batu, you know, so it's a spaceport, like all these different shops. And, you know, the other ride that we went on was Smuggler's Run.
Yeah. I've heard that's a classic one. That's been around for a while, right?
No. That's Star Tours. That's been around for a while.
Oh, well, maybe the Smuggler's Run is an actual thing from Star Wars. That's why I'm like, why do I know that name then?
Smuggler's Run is you're hired by Hondo. So he is a character from Clone Wars, and I think he made an appearance in Rebels.
Well, yeah. And also that, Bad, right? Or no?
He's
no,
like an anti-hero.
Yeah.
So you have to go steal some coaxium.
Okay.
So Chewie is...
Wait a minute. Is this kind of similar to the story in Solo?
The coaxium is from Solo, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So Chewie doesn't really know you're taking the Millennium Falcon. So you're taking it. And... everybody, it's a 4D ride, so everybody's involved, right? Everybody in your party. Uh-huh. So you need six people, or kind of the story doesn't really go off that well. You two people fly.
Okay.
Two people shoot. And two people are your engineers.
Nice. And like, so is this like you're in an actual like little cart or whatever that's on track going through the thing? And so when you're saying flying, are they actually steering?
So the first time, we've never been on it, so we didn't really know what to expect. So Courtney and I were the pilots, and right off the bat, I was like, we're going to do
it. We're done for.
So the pilots, you know, one pilot raises and lowers the ship.
Okay.
So it's a bar that goes up and back, and the other pilot navigates left and right. So you have to work in tandem to get, you know, your vehicle in the right direction. And then your gunners sit right behind you. And the gunners have to clear the way for the TIE fighters. And then once you get to the ship that you're taking the coaxium from, your engineers have to, you know, hit their buttons to fire the cables. And then they have to bring the coaxium on to, you know, your ship. So the first time.
Dude, I would love the job of like designing these rides and stuff.
Disney Plus and watch behind the attractions.
Oh, I should. You're right. Yeah. Killing it right now. Larissa and I were just talking about that last night. How when it launched, it was like, this is really not a whole lot. But now we were watching new favorite show that I love, and you're probably gonna think it's super cheesy, but Doogie Kamealoa. Like, did you ever watch Doogie Howser MD as a kid?
Yes and no. Like, I would watch it if it was on, but wouldn't make it like a priority.
Yeah, I think that's similar to me, but I really enjoyed that show. And when it was his friend, like, named Vinny or whatever, like, so I really enjoyed that show. So they have rebooted it with a young Hawaiian girl who, you know, is dealing with all her kid issues, also, you know, as a doctor. And it's funny, it's super cheesy, but it's the show that we're watching now. So that we were watching that, and I was just remarking as I was looking through that, I was like, oh wow, there's more What If episodes, and there's Star Wars Vision episodes, and then oh, we got this thing, and I haven't seen that, and like, oh, they're really killing it now. So
yeah, anyway. Just wait until November 12th. I mean, they're gonna
We were seeing that. I was like, oh, Jungle Cruise is coming. And then Shang-Chi is coming. And it's like, man.
Well, and they're also giving you like updates on all the Marvel and Star Wars projects that are coming out. So that's, you know.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
So when we did Smuggler's Run, we, you know, only had four in our group. Uh-huh. So the story kind of, you know, we actually rescued one canister of coaxium because then the ride kind of takes over and launches the cables. But we did good. I mean, we all worked together and, you know, it's a family attraction, you know, yeah. if you have a family, you know, because anytime you have to do something together, it like a little light highlights the button that you have to hit. And if y'all don't hit it at the same time, your ship kind of.
Oh, wow. So if it's just the two of us, I'm imagining that they would partner us up.
Yeah.
They'll put you. People that. Okay.
They'll put you with some. So also in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, and I know I texted you and some of our other friends, is the blue and green milk.
Yeah. Yes.
So they have a stand. And for those that don't know, blue and green milk is from Star Wars New Hope, where Luke was drinking the blue milk from Aunt Beru, you know, in Tatooine. So I go and, you know, everything is just Star Wars lingo, like from your money's not money, it's credits. And it's not like, you know, $19, it's 19.00 credits. So I, you know, I got a kick out of everything. It was, you know, it was done well. Yeah. So I get up and I said, you know, I want to get the blue milk. And they used some terminology that was basically alcohol. So they put some rum and I'm like, yeah, it's an additional 2.50 credits. I'm like, all right, credit me up and rum me up. So it was a good drink. I loved it. Diana didn't really like it. It had a little hint of coconut. And it was good.
It's kind of like a blue pina colada type of thing.
Yeah, kind of. You know, and then later in the evening, the kids wanted to try it. And I'm like, well, I had the blue, now I got to get the green. So the green was with tequila, but the kids loved it.
Wait, time out. You let the kids have it?
No, I bought the kids their own. Without it.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, wait, I'm so confused. Because
up to yeah, I'm just now, serving up like, tequila.
Oh, the great good dad stories. And it was like, yeah. Oh, bad dad moment.
Get them all sauced up on tequila.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
But, yeah, it was good. We went to Toy Story Land. So that's like 3 or 4 years old. And I know, you know, you had some questions on, you know, stuff that, you know, Mateo can do. And if you go to Toy Story Land, I mean, there's 3 attractions. So you're actually like
in. And what is this? Is this still Hollywood Studios?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Continue.
So the whole land is built for Andy. So you're like, you know, like this big and everything else is huge.
Oh, that's cool.
So there's Slinky Dog Dash, and that's probably, you know, outside of Rise of the Resistance, one of the most popular rides in the park. And he can do that. So you're basically on Slinky Dog going through Andy's backyard because they let all of the trees and everything's overgrown. So it seems like, you know, Andy just built this roller coaster for Slinky Dog.
Uh-huh.
So that was a good ride. Toy Story Mania. So that's like a 4D shooting game. So you're in a car shooting, but, you know, the car spins and, you know, it's just basically, you know, try to accumulate as many points as you can in the Toy Story world.
When we took Villa to Disney years ago, there was something similar to that, but I can't remember what it was now, actually. It might have been a Toy Story shooting ride. But it was something like that. It was like 4 of us in a cart as you're going through this kind of like arcade game, just shooting stuff.
Yeah, they have another Toy Story game at Magic Kingdom.
That's probably the one, because I don't think we were at Hollywood Studios then. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the other ride is a saucer ride that's themed from the aliens of Toy Story. So it's, you know, if you were having questions at bringing him to that park, there's plenty for him to do. He will be fine.
Well, that works. I think that'll then when Layla and I go off into the Star Wars realm of there, then Larissa and Mateo maybe can go do the Toy Story fun stuff there. Or we find a way to do it all together. I don't know.
I think, my opinion, you don't want to miss Toy Story Land because...
Oh, yeah? It's still
cool. I know as a dad, that's hard to admit because if I didn't have any kids, I probably wouldn't be going to any of this, so... It's cool. It's, you know, the kids don't appreciate it at this age, but just how they engineered and built everything and every little detail is like to a T how they built this area. You know, and then we did, you know, Hollywood Tower of Terror. Kyle loves that ride.
We did that, Larissa and I, so I'm not a horror guy. And I know it's not horror, but like what it also is, I'm not into is that those massive drops.
Yeah.
Nope. Like that is not my thing.
And well, now I'll they, you, they they drop you, but they pull you back up.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like one long, massive one. It's like these short, like, you know, crazy, like the possessed elevator type of deal.
So Courtney's never been on it. And she hears Kyle talking about it all the time. And she's like, I want to go. So we bring her on. And we get into the car and she goes, oh, it's only a seatbelt. And I'm like, yeah, it's only a seatbelt. Are you going to hold me? I'm like, yeah, I'll hold you. And then, like, as we were going up, like, the hands were just white knuckling onto my leg. Like, let go. But she loved it. We went on it again. We went on Rock and Roller Coaster.
I liked that one. That one was fast. I was impressed by that. I didn't realize that was actually going to be that fast.
And then, yeah, I mean, we went on pretty much everything there. They have a new ride that Mateo would probably love. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Rail Train.
Nice, nice. He is a big fan of trains.
So it's a new ride. It opened right around this time last year. Another, you know, 4D, you know, you're sitting in the ride and, you know, the train kind of goes off the tracks with Goofy driving it. So you can see where the story's going. If Goofy's by it. So.
The Good Dad, Bad Dad podcast is brought to you by Freedom Story Media, where we tell stories that inspire you to live a life of freedom and joy. Now let's get back to today's episode.
But yeah, I mean, that we were there from open to close. We, you know, spent a ton of money because, you know, we also kind of told the kids, this is your birthday present. So we're not, you know, going to do a birthday party. You know, we'll buy you souvenirs. We'll, you know, so we spent a good chunk of change in, oh, we got to get this and we got to get this and we got to get this. So
were you guys at Hollywood Studios the whole time then?
Well, no, for last week, Friday, the whole day.
Okay. So what, everything you just described though was Hollywood Studios, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So, what did you go to any of the other parks?
Yeah, we went to Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
So in Animal Kingdom, they have their big area is from Avatar. I can't think of
the name of it
there. Yeah. Pandora.
No. What's that?
Pandora.
Okay.
So in their big attraction in Pandora, you remember the ride Soarin'?
I know that name.
So you sit in this bike and it locks
you. Oh, wait, you're flying. Yeah. Like, so when you said Soarin', for some reason, I was thinking like a weirdly spelled person's name. Like, oh, I'm Soarin', but not like soaring, like flying. Soarin'. But the G. Yeah.
So they repurposed a Soarin' ride. Now you're on the back of a Banshee.
Ah, okay.
That's 4D and you're flying all over the place and they have wind hitting you. Gotcha. It was a great ride. That was the longest wait that we waited for. And then we went on Expedition Everest, which, you know, that was the first time we went on it with Kyle. But that's a great ride because he had, you know, the tracks of the coaster are bent from the Yeti. And
Right.
But yeah, we did the safari. We were on the safari, saw a ton of animals. And that park, we never stay until close. We always, you know, run out of things to do because as the day gets hotter, some of the animals that you can see just find shade.
Yeah.
So we only stayed there until about 4 o'clock and, you know, it started raining. So it kind of made the decision a little bit easier to check out of Animal Kingdom. And then Sunday we went to Magic Kingdom and we were there from 7 in the morning till about 10:30 at night.
So was that like Courtney's favorite day?
You know, Courtney and Diana she loves Magic Kingdom. So yeah. I think it's you know, a throwback of, you know, I get to kind of relive my youth.
Yeah.
And not having a care in the world and spending the day. And, you know, I just loaded up on smoothies the whole day. I think like my final count was like 12. Oh. Yeah. It was bad. Like, I finished one still at the stand, and I went back. So they have smoothies. They had this the stand in Alice in Wonderland that sold these. It's called the Cheshire Smoothie. It's like from the Cheshire Cat.
Yeah, yeah. When I drink it, it disappears.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, they're about $12 a pop.
Gosh.
They're expensive.
And so, you had about 12 of those?
Well, they're smoothies from other parts of the park. So, you know, it was hot and muggy.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, just the water just doesn't do it for me. I mean, if you're holding the water, it just... So I had one, and we've had this, you know, previous trips down there, and Kyle loves them too. So he was drinking his, and I like killed mine within seconds. And I was looking around to make sure Diana wasn't around and got another one. And Kyle's still on his first. So,
man, see, the problem is I'm doing math right now, and I'm like, dude, you drank $100 in smoothies.
Yeah, they were good, man. I'm a smoothie guy, total smoothie guy. We, you know, not to jump to the end of the day, but the end of the day, you know, they do their fireworks show on the castle.
Yeah.
And I said to Diana, I'm like, I'm kind of feeling a smoothie right now. So I ran to Tomorrowland and got the family smoothies and ran back. So it you know, the kids get a kick out of me looking for smoothie huts and smoothie stands. So
that was your focus that whole day. Like,
I mean, because I love thrill rides.
Yeah, yeah. And that was
I'll go on any thrill ride. Yeah. As long as it looks safe and okay. Yeah. And there's just not a whole lot of thrill rides at Magic Kingdom because Magic Kingdom
about. Yeah.
Space Mountain was down the whole day. It wasn't up.
Mm.
So, and you know, Big Thunder Railroad, it's a good ride, but it's just not a thrill ride. So,
yeah.
You know, we went on Haunted Mansion. So the kids love that ride. They've seen that on, you know, Behind Attractions on Disney Plus. And, you know, 10:30 at night was the first time we heard the kids complaining that their feet hurt. I mean, Kyle was like, I'm done. Like, yeah.
That's how you know you've done a good job, Dad. It's like, yes, we wore them out.
Thanks for all of the souvenirs. Yeah. You need to carry me. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, we got to get to, you know, where the castle is to the monorail just to make sure we can, you know, get back to the car. So, but it was a good trip. It was an expensive trip. We're, you know, as our kids get older, we start running out of ideas of what to get them. And I, as a kid, I loved having toys, but I played with all my toys, and our kids just, you know, they want the toy. They play with it for like a day.
Yeah.
And then it's gone. It
sits in a corner somewhere. Yeah.
So I think one of the things that we are trying to do now for at least birthdays, not so much Christmas, instead of giving like gifts, you know, do an experience, not this expensive experience, yeah, but an experience.
No, you know what? I think that's a really smart way to go. That those become things that into adulthood even are memories that they actually hold on to and they look back. And that is a gift that keeps on giving beyond some toy that, you know, it's shiny for a moment. They play with it for maybe a season. And then maybe it's broken and then it's gone. Like, they're not remembering, you know, unless it was like some epic toy that they had for years. They're not really remembering the toy. You know what I mean? And the only reason they would remember it is because they had experiences with that toy. You know?
I mean, like, the thing that I'm struggling with even now since we've gotten back is the stuff that we bought for them there has disappeared.
It's already gone.
And it's like, all right, you know, we told them this is your birthday present. We told them, you know, we will get you souvenirs. Did I cringe every time we walked up and spent, you know, $100 on pins and mini ears? I did. Did I have comments to Diana about the amount I did, but I didn't say anything to them.
Yeah.
I said, you know, we'll just, you know, I'll suffer through this just so I can, you know, find it buried underneath a bed in 2 months.
You know, I'm totally remembering now, and I wonder where it is right now. I had a hat. So we went to, so like I said, Larissa, you know, loves Disney, and she used to work there. And when we got together, she took me and a couple of our friends, we went down to Disney, and I had like this bucket hat. It was like one of those fisherman hats or whatever.
Yeah.
And covered it in pins. Like I was collecting the Disney pins while I was on, because I've always been a collector of things, right? So I had those, and I don't know what happened to that hat with all those pins right now. I gotta find that, because that'd be cool to wear back down there, you know?
Break your back. Kids got into the pin collecting, and let me tell you, they do a really good job. Like there's traders that are Disney employees that have stands that you can go and trade.
What
I ended up buying, that it's not going to be for the kids, it's kind of for me. I don't know if you can see this, but
Black Widow. Oh, is that a Taskmaster?
Taskmaster. He was on sale for $8. So nice. That was the score. And then I got this guy.
I think he was on sale because it's actually a she, right? No, I'm just kidding. so Shang-Chi's been nice.
And then a Black Widow, another Black Widow pin. So
nice. Is that with Yelena? Or is that with all of them on there? I can't even
tell. It was all of them on there. Nice. So, you know, I'll keep those for Marvel pins. And it was a good trip. We enjoyed it. The kids had a good time. It kind of breaks up the monotony of, you know, going to work and going to school and giving something different.
Yeah. One of the things that we were talking about is when we were discussing the plans. I have a problem in general when it comes to expectations and when things don't meet my expectations.
Yeah.
That I struggle with being okay with that, you know, without like I internally, like I won't always like pitch a fit like a grown baby, you know, but like internally I'll be like, oh, like and going through it emotionally. So what I end up having to do a lot of times is set expectations at a level where I won't go in there expecting the world for it. Like some of the best movies that have come out, I've ruined by having expectations that are through the roof.
Yeah,
but it never met those. But it was still a really great movie. But like, I didn't have as much time, a good of a time watching it, because I was expecting it to be like the best thing ever, you know. So we were talking, and Larissa was like, "Well, what do you want to do? And what are you trying to do?" And I'm like, "No. We can't make this trip about what I want. Like, let's plan this trip for you and the kids."
Yeah.
And I find some fun things while we're there, because if we plan it around the things that I want, and what generally happens with us when we do things as a family is it doesn't go according to that plan.
Yeah.
I'm gonna then be all in my feelings and like, but we didn't do this. Like, I don't know. Like, let's just make this about you guys. Like, I wish that weren't true about me, but I just know me, so I'm like, I don't wanna plan too much for me, you know.
I think the thing that helped me the most is, you know, and we discussed this off air, was if it wasn't for the kids and my wife, I would never go there.
Right.
Like, it wouldn't be, I would go to a ball game, a hockey game, because
so many other things you would want to do with your money. Yeah.
Right. You know, even when we took the kids there for the first time, I was like, you got to be kidding me. Like, I don't want to do this. You know, yeah. Do you take a week off of work? Yeah. But you're going open to close at these parks all day walking around. And then you kind of see like how much fun your wife and your kids are having.
Right.
And then it becomes nothing about you. It becomes about, you know, what they want to do and what they, you know, what their vision is for the trip. And kind of where I come into it is, you know, if you guys want to go on this ride, we gotta, we, you know, I try to manage, like, okay, let's not waste time talking.
Yeah. Right, like, right.
Let's get moving so we can squeeze in everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and yeah. Do I enjoy it now? I do, because seeing their faces when we get on the plane and when we get off the plane and when we get into the parks, that's what it's for me. That's what it's become. So do I enjoy, you know, the rides and the attractions? I do, but
yeah,
I think for you, I think if you just be the father of, like, all right, let's go here now and let's go here.
Yeah.
I think if you manage the schedule, I think you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
And I that's part of the reason why I was even telling Larissa, like, let's make this about you guys. Because every time I've gone into situations with that sort of mindset, I totally have a great time. You know, like, like you said, like, I actually enjoy watching them have fun and being the one that facilitates everyone having a great time, you know what I mean? And then I find fun in that. But when I have the self-focus of, like, this is what I want, then it's just like, so it just doesn't go well. So she's actually trying to do the same thing though. And she's like, but let's make sure you have fun. And like, well, we can do some Star Wars. I'm like, okay, well, we can try to plan a little bit of that in there. And she's even like asking me, well, do you want to get a lightsaber made? Because we had heard about, like, our friends came back from Disney talking about, right, it's like $200 or whatever, a lightsaber. And I was like, that's a lot of money. And then Layla goes, you want a lightsaber? And I was something? Like, yeah, but what am I going to do with it?
What you should do, here's a compromise, right? I'm helping you out.
All right.
I'm helping you out with Mateo. So in Galaxy's Edge, there's the droid factory.
Okay.
You go into the droid factory, and that's exactly what it is. But these droids are like $100 and the remote control. But you have to build the droid. So all of these pieces come on a conveyor belt, and you have to pick out the body. You have to pick out the legs. You have to pick out. It's like a Build-A-Bear for droids.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to put the chip of the personality. Is he going to be a good droid, or is he going to be a bad droid? Is he going to have an attitude, or is he going to be a nice droid? And I think if you don't want to spend $200 on a lightsaber, you and Mateo go build a droid, and then that's something that he has something to play with, and it's remote control, and, you know, it's a good time. Just don't accessorize it, because that $100 droid then becomes like a $500 droid.
Right, 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 right. I think that sounds like a really cool idea. I think where my mind went immediately as you were describing that, like, there it would be fun. I know Mateo and I would probably have a good time doing that. Once we got it home, it would be broken into like a million little pieces, and it would not be a functioning remote control.
You know, for something like that, like, I get what you're saying. I think you just give him
experience.
I think it's the experience, and you give him, you know, maybe a little bit of time of playing with it, and then you know, put it in a safe place. So
that's just it. So that's even where my brain is at with the lightsaber. It's like, we have a hard time finding safe places in our home because Mateo gets into everything. Like, on my wall, like, these guitars have been ripped off the wall more times than I can count. He already broke my other lightsaber I've got back here on display that looks like it's not broken in freaking three pieces, but it is. So I don't know, but I will say I haven't actually discarded the idea of getting the lightsaber made. Because Larissa said, she's like, okay, if you want it, then that's all of your presents for the year. She's like, that's birthday, Father's Day, and Christmas, right there.
I would take a pass on it. That's just me. That I mean, we.
No, I might, man, because I'm pretty big into Star Wars. Like that taps back into my nostalgic youth more so than Marvel does. Marvel, I've enjoyed more now than I even did as a kid. And I enjoyed it as a kid. But like, I'm having way more fun now in the Marvel world than I did when I was a kid. But when I was a kid, I had way more fun in the Star Wars world.
Oh, yeah. You
know? So that brings me back, you know?
Personally, the other thing that, you know, sorry, this is my bad dad moment of the podcast. you know, we were contemplating letting Kyle build a droid, right?
Uh-huh.
And then it became like not worrying about if he was going to break it or, you know, mistreat it is it's 9 o'clock in the morning and who's going to carry it for the next 12 hours.
Right.
So if you go,
I had it been like 9 in the evening, maybe it would have been a.
I said, like, you know, I don't really want to carry it all day, but if you're going to want it, I'll make a concession. But, you know, I think.
Wait, you guys end up doing it?
No. Okay. The lines were just, you know, you have to get in there at the right time. They don't take reservations, but I think we're taking another trip down there in January with another couple and their family. I think at that point, you know, we would probably let them do it. We would probably go later in the evening.
Yeah.
But
like think it through and plan it right. And
yeah. Cause you don't want to get there at 8 or 9 and have to lug that thing around all day.
With the remote control. You just put it down and you drive it. Like,
no, like the droids are like this big.
Oh, huge.
They're huge. It's not like a tiny R2 unit.
Right.
Go on YouTube and just Google, you know, Star Wars Droid Factory at Hollywood Studios. I mean, like, the things are, you know, like this big.
Nice. Man, you make, and I don't know, I got to decide. I got to think through that because I think that would be dope. And Mateo definitely enjoys remote control, like cars and stuff like that.
Let's be honest. The Star Wars galaxy centers around droids.
Well, I mean, droids are all over it, but no, it's, come on. Yeah, you better be just kidding. And I'm imagining if I get it, like, I would probably, if I get the saber, I'd probably, like, put it up on the wall somewhere high.
Yeah.
Where he can't get to it and then make sure that there's nothing climbable next to it. You know?
But yeah, I think, you know, if you can just be the schedule manager and just, you know, kind of ensure that everybody, you know, gets on their right. Just promise me that you'll try the green and the blue milk with the booze. So I get your opinion.
I don't know. If we do, I definitely wouldn't be doing it earlier. Like, it sounded like you were like 11 in the morning having your blue milk and I'm like...
Well, because when we got in the park, the lines were not bad at all. We did everything in Toy Story Land probably within the first 45 minutes of the park.
Yeah.
And then we just navigated over to Galaxy's Edge, and that's when the blue milk caught my eye. So the other thing that
I don't really drink much. So when I do, like, I start to get sleepy. Like, I have the sleepy thing, like, almost...
Dude, they're expensive. I mean, they're $19 a pop. So just pace yourself.
I'm good, bro. I'm good. I'm not. look. That's $19 that can go towards potentially getting a lightsaber. I don't need a sleepy drink just to be passing out. Maybe I'll roll up on somebody with a straw and like, hey, go. Hey, look over there.
Oh, and all of the Coke bottles in Galaxy's Edge are in the shapes of thermal detonators. So they're all circle. Yeah.
See, I'll have one of those. I'll get one of those. Because that sounds cool. And I know you're like, it's Coke, bro. But
you're halfway there to a green milk.
But I don't know. I'm not, it's not anything that sounds really appealing to me. Although, I mean, pina coladas are good, but like I'm not really. We'll see. I'll let the moment dictate what I decided in that moment. And by the way, on air and on record, thank you for the shirt. Super, super dope. What is this? I mean, it's got Vader with all of the things that he ever says.
I I appreciate everything that you do for this podcast. You do a lot of heavy lifting, and I, you know, I don't have the background or nor probably the patience to do what you do. So, you know, I know you guys put a lot of hours in editing and, you know, getting it out and doing the social media. So one of the things I can do for me is just show my gratitude by, you know, getting you a Darth Vader shirt and, you know, appreciate taking you out for a meal or taking you for popcorn or, you know, a movie. So, you know, we appreciate what you do for the podcast. We do have expectations that you're going to come over to play the card game that we got from Galaxy's Edge.
Yes. So did you explain what that is yet?
So in the market of Galaxy's Edge, they, you know, they have like all these different marketplaces, and one of the marketplaces sells the card game Sabacc from the movie Solo.
Yeah.
So Kyle really wanted it, and it really wasn't that expensive. It was only like $9. So we bought it, and one of the first things he said, you know, is Armand has to come over and play this with us. We don't know how to play it. It's still in the box. So it's like an interactive game with cards and dice.
Nice, nice.
So
I've got a Lando t-shirt with a Childish Gambino, Donald Glover on it that I'll wear when I come over.
All right. So that's who I'll wear. You know, we got that whenever your schedule, you know, is open. Yeah, let's throw some cards down and try to learn how to play this game. And hopefully, you know, we can understand it and have a good time.
that'll be lots of fun.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you guys, that's another episode on the Good Dad, Bad Dad podcast. I mean, we had a blast chatting about all things Disney. We can't wait for the next episode. I have no idea what we're going to get into then. There's so much stuff that we could be talking about. So maybe you guys let us know some of the stuff that you'd love to hear us chatter about. And we would love to go ahead and put some content out there about that. So you can find us at gooddadbaddadpod.com, as well as on our social media, like an Instagram, Good Dad Bad Dad Pod. And yeah, we'll see you back here next time.
Peace.
Peace out. Ha ha ha.